had a response back from Minister Kelly, and he's just confirmed that they won't be carrying out any examination of these barrels that I have indicated and I raised at the council last month. It looks like they're prepared to just let sleeping dogs lie when it's a huge danger to local fishermen and international fishermen in the area and to local communities. Again, the government has failed in this issue and not responding with the proper procedures in investigating what contents. We know what contents, but we're prepared now to leave these barrels disintegrate at the bottom of the sea, which is not good enough.
As you say, this is not the first time you've highlighted this, and the government is clearly aware of the situation. What will it take for them to act on it?
Well, that's a good question. Do we wait for a serious action to happen to the fishermen, or do we wait until one of these barrels come ashore? We know that these exist, and the proof is there, and that they are chemical substances in these barrels. So if Minister Kelly feels like it's not dangerous enough to have an investigation carried out in relation to this, I don't know where we go from here. And it just shows the contempt this government has had when it comes to communities out there that have regard to health and safety.